And you, Jerry, as you said, you were being a computer nerd starting up. You're actually creating music because you wanted to have something to go with the computer games that you're creating.
Yeah.
And were you a singer before? I didn't hear that as part of your history.
No, I didn't really. I might have sung
In the shower? I mean.
a little bit when I grow up. And in high school, I think I might have sung with the quote choir at my high school in Hong Kong for almost a year. But we didn't really do a whole lot of major work. If nothing else, is usually we sing one part together, unison and whatnot. So it's a very different choral
You
experience.
said you may have sung with your choir. Do you not remember?
Well, I guess,
I'm just
yeah, well, no,
curious.
I guess that's a good question. We sang and I remember rehearsing, but we didn't really have performances.
Oh, okay.
So it's almost like an extension of a music class.
I also was wondering, it strikes me that possibly the roots of music, I don't know if they use the same scale and everything. You're talking about in Hong Kong. I certainly know that there is music throughout Asia, which is not in the same form that we do it. Was that part of your roots to have a different scale, different influences that way musically?
We did actually learn Western music in school. In fact, we
But did you learn non-Western music too?
I did not really seriously learn it. I heard enough Chinese operas on the radio. My grandparents love playing Cantonese opera on the radio in the afternoon. I didn't really go into studying it, and again, obviously because I didn't really have formal music training until I get to the States. So it's a little difficult to go back and learn that. But no, I actually grew up learning Western music, including how to read music, which was pretty helpful.